I'm in a way better mood than last week, and I feel like I'm gonna piss some people off today. But that's okay. That's okay, because I mean all of this with love, and I mean all of this with trying to spread empowerment. I promise I'm not really trying to be an asshole. Hey friends, if you watched last week's episode, you knew I was being a little crybaby and being a little dramatic, and posting it this week was extremely embarrassing, I'm not gonna lie, but I do it to make you feel a little less alone. If you've been here for a while, you may know what borderline personality disorder is, as I usually always talk about it, and I always try to spread awareness about it because there's so much stigma around it. I am by no means a doctor, I'm just a girl sharing my story because I feel like I needed this content when I was younger, and I'm sure there's someone out there that still wants or needs this type of content, and that's what I'm here for. That's who I am. Having borderline personality disorder is not for the weak, and one thing I will tell you, it is definitely not glamorful, like it's glamorized all over social media. I am diagnosed 100%. If you need a receipt, if you're watching on YouTube, give me 1 second. All right, because a lot of people ask me for proof, and I'm gonna show you proof because everyone always asks for proof, but I'm trying my best to... Ooh, I could just block this out if I have to on editing. I forgot. But as you can see, I am diagnosed with a bunch of things, but borderline is the one that we're talking about the most. Because everyone always accuses me of being self-diagnosed, and I'm not self-diagnosed. It goes all the way back to... That was 2018, so I was 17 at the time. And was finally diagnosed at 20. No, I wasn't even 21 yet. I was 20 around like February 7th. So, yes. Yes. I was finally diagnosed around February 7th. But I know it's ran in my family for a long time. And it's like kind of like my main focus on social media. Like I try to be very lifestyle-y. But yeah, it's a personality disorder. So what do you think? It affects my personality. And I hate when people say, oh, you make it your entire personality. Oh my god, it's like it's a personality disorder. It's like my personality is disordered. So guess what? My personality is what? Disordered. To be borderline. Wow, crazy concept. Whatever. So as much as I try not to make it my entire personality or be like, oh, I'm borderline, so I can't do this or do that. Like, I don't sit here and make excuses for myself at all, but I do know that I have to feel the feeling sometimes because guess what? My personality is disordered. So, yeah. Again, I don't want you to assume that I'm making excuses for any of my behaviors or anything. What I am doing is giving you an explanation and how I work on these things because I'm not gonna lie to you. As much as I deal with mental health and have had it affect my life, I can't stand, this is gonna make some people mad. I cannot stand somebody who excuses their behavior for their mental health disorders because we all got something going on up here, okay? Someone's always got something going on, and someone can always use an excuse for any behavior that they use, and I don't think that's okay. You can use it as an explanation and why you want to change and why you're going to change, but you cannot use an excuse to bad behavior and say you're never going to change. I cannot stand people like that. I really, really can't, and I hope I don't make any of you mad by that, but I just want to show you kind of where I come from while I make my content about BPD and me talking about BPD all the freaking time. It's not that I am excusing the behavior, it's that I'm trying to bring awareness to the problem and try to change the problem from there. Because I could sit here all day and be aware of all these problems, but my life is not gonna get any better if I sit here and be, I guess, a victim to my BPD. I genuinely don't see myself as a victim. I see myself as someone whose brain operates as someone who's borderline. And I don't think there's anything wrong with me. Is there things I wanna fix that will improve my life? Of course, but I think so does everybody else. So that's where I come from. That's all I come from. So if you saw my video last week crying and you think I just wanted attention and feel boohoo bad for me, no. I'm actually embarrassed this week and I'm learning from it because I did not like that episode at all. I really didn't. I just wanted to show you guys because I always promise to keep it real with you guys. I enjoy showing all the emotions even if I don't like posting them and I cringe at myself editing the content, but yeah, I'm not using it as an excuse or for like, oh, poor me, give me attention. Yeah, no, not at all. Because genuinely, I don't think I'd be posting it on here if I wanted attention because some of my comments are very nice. But I am glad I have talked about this because a lot of my comments are nice too. So, I don't know. Thank you guys for being here and supporting me. But I kind of want to tell you guys a little more what borderline personality disorder is, because I know some people are new to the podcast, some people are new to my YouTube, and they don't know what it is or what I'm talking about, and they might think that I'm just trying to be a victim to my BPD and that my personality is centered around it, but truly it's not really like that. It's just like it is what it is, and yeah, I'm gonna dig deep into it. Again, I wanna tell you guys I'm not a doctor. I'm just a girl speaking from experiences, experiencing the experiences. I'm not saying you should take my advice, do this at home or anything like that. I'm just a girl and you can internalize it any way, but don't say some girl named Tierra told you what to do with BPD, blah, 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 and it didn't work out. I'm just hoping I can give you advice that does work out. But I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you what works for me and what's going on with me and what I know about BPD. So if I'm speaking out of my ass at any point in this, you are allowed to call me out and it is completely okay because you might be right. And that's fine. Just remember that I'm just a girl going through it too. I honestly would probably like it better coming from someone who isn't a medical professional, because if you know anything about BPD and medical professionals, they're not the greatest. We're a highly stigmatized disorder for I don't know why. Actually, I do know why. But yeah, let's just get into it. Again, not a doctor. So if you don't know what borderline personality disorder is, it's instabilities, moods, behaviors, and relationships. So of course, that's affecting every area of my life. Moods, behaviors, relationships. How much more to life is there? I don't know. I really think that makes up your personality type. Am I wrong? And there's like 9 criteria in order to be diagnosed with it. Now, the thing with BPD is that you don't have to have all 9 of the criteria in order to be diagnosed. You need, I believe, like 7 out of the 9. And I'm reading the criteria off my phone because I don't want to miss anything, and I want to make sure that I'm speaking from at least a research background and not just out of my ass and be like, this is what I feel, this is what it is, and I say the wrong thing and then I'm canceled because now I'm stigmatizing the disorder. We don't want to do that. So if you ever make content like me, always make sure you do your research. So we're starting off strong with the criteria. It's going to be fear of abandonment, unstable relationships, identity disturbance, impulsivity, self-harm, mood swings, chronic emptiness, anger, and then paranoia or dissociation. Which me, I can't even lie to you, I've met every criteria, and yeah, I just meet every criteria. I don't think it's as extreme as it was like in the past, but I do relatively still meet all the criteria for BPD. And when I was diagnosed with BPD, I met all criteria extremely. And you have to meet 5 out of the 9 criteria in order to be diagnosed. So I was a little wrong about the 7. That's why you should always do your research. Always do your research. But you need to meet 5 out of the 9 criteria to be diagnosed. And you might have some of those feelings or symptoms, because I'm not going to lie to you, I don't really think there's much difference between a BPD person and a normal person other than the fact that we feel these emotions to the extreme. You can't tell me a normal person doesn't fear abandonment one time or another. And if not, like, you literally don't have feelings, like, you don't care about the people in your life, you aren't scared. Like, I feel like there's a certain degree where people are scared they're going to lose someone. And I do think normal people have fear of abandonment. I do think normal people get angry because it's a human emotion. Of course, they're going to get angry. I think normal people get paranoid because people get paranoid. People become impulsive all the time. There may be a time in your life where you feel empty. Maybe not chronic emptiness, but you feel relatively empty, or a normal person feels relatively empty. Now, like, maybe, like, not self-harm that, like, every normal person does, but, like, I do think all the feelings that I stated, I do think a normal person genuinely goes through one time or another. The difference between someone with BPD and not having BPD is that we're on, like, a constant rapid cycle of these behaviors, and it feels like it affects our every single day life. So if you're feeling paranoid one day and then, like, you go back to normal, you probably don't have BPD. You were just paranoid or maybe anxious that day. If you have an extreme and intense fear of abandonment, like, one day with, like, one person, doesn't really happen again, you might not have BPD. So if you, like, have a feeling you have BPD, you feel like you resonated with any of those criteria, I highly recommend that you get diagnosed, because if you are struggling with those things, it could be those things or it could be something different, and I think you should be able to get help with the things that you need to get help with from an unbiased opinion. If you do think you have BPD and you want to know, the only way to know is by getting diagnosed. This is not something that you can self-diagnose. You can have, like, an idea of it being a self-diagnosis, but I wouldn't sit there and claim that, hey, I have BPD without a diagnosis. And I know I'm going to get some hate from that, because some people always ask me, how do I feel about self-diagnosing? I don't feel wrong about it, but I don't think you can go in, like, a public setting and be like, I have BPD because I said so. No, you can be like, I think I have BPD. Here's why XYZ, but I am not diagnosed yet, but I do know something's going on. I know some people are going to hate me for that because I know it does. It comes from a privileged place to have a diagnosis. I'm not going to lie. It costs money to get a diagnosis. It costs consistency to get a diagnosis. There's a lot to go into to get a diagnosis, but I highly recommend that if you feel that you are dealing with this, to go get diagnosed, because like I said, I genuinely feel like I'm just a normal human being on emotional steroids. And it's really hard to tell the difference sometimes of being like a normal human being and being an intense human being, because I've been stuck in my body and my brain my whole life, so I don't know the difference because I think everything is intense all the time. And I think that's how it should be, even though it's not how it should be. But everything's always just so intense. And this is not me like trying to get out of taking accountability because normal people feel these feelings, so I'm allowed to feel these feelings. That's not it at all. I genuinely have a hard time with some of these intense emotions, but I don't think running from them or myself is wrong, and I don't think stigma against people with BPD or myself is okay. I don't think having intense feelings or anything like that is actually wrong. Like, it is what it is. You can literally not control your feelings. You can control your reactions, but you can't control how you feel. If you say something and I get sad, I'm sad. You can't change that. If I say something and you get mad, you get mad. You are literally entitled to that feeling. So it's not that like the big feelings are problems. It's more of the reactions and how I carry this on into my life. It's really not about me not taking accountability and not willing to change. The one thing about myself that I've always said is I actually like how big I feel, and I do like my vulnerability. I like being able to come anywhere and exploit myself, kind of. And I know that doesn't sound like, I guess, good rolling off the tongue, but I genuinely love sharing everything about myself because I feel like I'm living in my truth and being truthful, and I'm not hiding much about myself. I like how passionate I show up. I like when I am like into something that I like, I go hard for it. I genuinely like those parts about myself. What I don't like about myself is me not being able to control my emotions when I'm sad or angry or like just feeling negative, or like carrying these on in my relationships and I'm very much intense on this person. Like, I do not like those parts about myself, but I've always been told to make myself smaller or to run from this or to not be this way or to not show those sides of myself. But honestly, those were the times in my life where I felt like the smallest, most out of touch version of myself. And I know that a symptom of BPD is like identity disturbance and shifting self-image, but I literally did not feel like a person at all when I was doing these things. When I started to empower myself and tell myself like, hey, it's okay that you feel feelings really big. What's not okay is your reactions, but you're allowed to feel big feelings. Was it then I started to accept myself and be able to like work with it, if that makes sense. I hope if you did watch my video last week or listen to it on podcast, that you did take that away from that video. It's like, hey, I might have been stabbed, but I was trying to find resolutions and like things to fix it, just like a game plan. Like, it wasn't the end of the world and I sat here and cried the rest of the day. Like, I still pushed through. I made the podcast, I did the thing, and I honestly think that is healing, and I don't think there was anything wrong with me for that. And I wouldn't look down on any human for doing that. I would honestly look up to them for the fact of even when stuff got hard, they pushed through anyways. I genuinely don't think there's anything wrong with people with BPD, and I hate that it's so highly stigmatized. And yes, of course, sometimes the intensity and stuff makes people uncomfortable, but just remember this, if you ever feel that way, not everything is for everyone. Think about it this way, because I think about this so often and it really put it into perspective for me. You know how like you'll like be on TikTok or Instagram and someone like you really don't like, or an influencer you really don't like, has like 7 million followers, and you're like, how the heck? Just because you don't like them doesn't mean that other people don't too. Like, they still have friends, they still have fans, they still have friends, they still have things they're putting out in the world that people do take interest in. Just because you don't take interest in it does not mean it's not right for them or okay to do. Everything that I say you may not like, and that is okay. There are going to be some people that love you, and there's going to be some people that don't necessarily love you, and that is literally okay. Like, if someone was super into cars and like doing cars and stuff, I'm not like a big car girl or anything. Like, I want a nice car, don't get me wrong, but I'm not into a car. So like, why would I follow or listen to an account about cars? I don't really care. No offense. If you make car content, keep going. I just don't like it. Not everything you do is going to be liked by people, and that is okay. But as soon as you start living in your truth, being the best version of yourself, is it to where you will find your people, you will find your group, you will find your community, because you are living in your truth and aligning with the things that align with you. I feel like I fought myself a lot with my like intensity and how big I feel, and I would like smallen my vulnerability. Smallen? Is that what I would say? I would like push it down or something. I don't know. I would just make myself smaller. And then I always felt like I didn't belong in certain spaces because I wasn't even being who I was. I was like masking myself to be what everyone else wanted to be. So of course I didn't feel like I belonged, because I didn't belong, because I wasn't where I was supposed to be, because I wasn't even being me. I was being a different version of myself to make other people comfortable. Like, guys, I literally cry on the internet and have over 100,000 followers on Instagram and TikTok, and it's fine. People still like me. People still resonate with me. Maybe not everybody. I lost my best friend since I've been 4 years old. If you watched last week's episode, I talked about that a bit. I lost my best friend since 4 years old because of what I was talking about. But just because she didn't like it did not mean it wasn't valuable, does not mean that it wasn't worthy, and does not mean that people don't like it. She just didn't like it, and that is okay. You can't make everyone happy. You can't, like, you just can't. And I know with me personally and having borderline personality disorder, I don't know if this is like a thing with it, but it makes me extremely uncomfortable when I can't make someone happy, or I can't make someone feel good, or like something like that. So I will mask myself in order to try to do so. But genuinely, you're gonna do yourself a disservice by doing so, only because you're gonna lose pieces of yourself. And I won't say like you'll like completely lose pieces of yourself. You should always be nice and kind and be aware of other people's feelings and stuff like that. Like, always be aware. But if you are changing parts of yourself just to be in that group, or to be around someone, or to present yourself in a certain way, I don't think that's good for your soul. I really don't. Again, I want to make it extremely clear that I do take accountability, but I do want to like very much tune in to the parts of like, we are not broken. We are not wrong. We are not just our disorders. Like, we are human beings. And there's nothing wrong with you for being diagnosed with BPD if you are diagnosed or seeking a diagnosis of any kind. There is literally nothing wrong with you. That's just how the brain is braining. And that is fine. That is your brain. There is no normal brain. Okay, but I do really want to let you know I still take accountability. I try to get help for these things, because navigating these things without any knowledge, any research, or having any understanding from the people around you is extremely hard and not something I want anyone to go through. But I do want you to know that there is nothing inherently wrong with you. We just might have to pivot a bit and try to turn whatever negative things you got going on into something positive. Of course, the criteria does sound pretty freaking negative when you go through it with BPD, but if you can look at it through a different lens, it's not necessarily like the worst thing, and most humans go through it too. Most people fear what they don't understand, and you can't make someone understand something if they don't want to understand. And that is the case for a lot of people with BPD. Like, if you Google it, you can literally find the stigma around it. You will see that, why do therapists not take people with BPD? Why is this? Why is that? And it's like extremely disheartening to see all the time, especially as someone with BPD. Like, it was so overwhelming when I first got diagnosed. Like, what do you mean people don't want to help me? I need help, 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 help. Like, it's just so, it's sad. It's sad. Because a lot of people don't want to work with us, and I feel like these are the reasons. Like, the causes are unknown and it's really hard to understand, so the people don't want to try to understand because it's just too hard. It's going to take too much time, and I don't deal with it, so why would I try to understand it? Please don't let that discourage you. There is amazing help out there, and there are communities and places where it's not stigmatized and people actually are willing to understand it, because I do not think that BPD makes you inherently a bad person. Like, no. That's like saying, like, I'm about to like be saying random things. That's like saying, like, someone with schizophrenia is inherently a bad person, or someone with bipolar is inherently a bad person, or someone with depression is inherently a bad person, or someone with antisocial personality disorder is a bad person. Like, you can't demonize a whole group off of what your knowledge is off of it, or like maybe one person you've met. Like, I've met plenty of terrible, normal human beings, but I don't sit there and be like, I hate all normal people. They're all terrible and bad because they don't understand me. No, that's like not nice. That's not very nice. As someone who does struggle with this, I want to be like a breath of fresh air and like really just give you a different side to BPD than what you think it is, because it's so complex. Even though I know what I think it is what it is to me. BPD is so complex. It is not a one-size-fits-all diagnosis. You can be diagnosed with 5 out of the 9 criteria, meaning you may be dealing with a certain 5 that fire a different way in your brain and you might present it in a different way. It's not going to look the same. The symptoms and like what's going on deep down is probably like remotely the same, but the reactions and how it presents is going to look completely different because we are human. We're all going to be different. It is so complex. It is not one size fits all. I don't ever want to come on here and tell you who you should be, what you should do, how to fix yourself, how to glow up and do that and change everything about yourself. I never want to be that person because I want you to know who you are right now is completely okay. You may want to change certain behaviors and stuff like that, and that is so valid. And that is so, we love the awareness. We love the self-awareness if you are feeling like that. But there's nothing inherently wrong with you. And if you are struggling with borderline personality disorder, I truly believe telling you what you should do, who you should be, blah, 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 is what caused us in the first place. If you research the causes of BPD, it's not very clear. The research isn't all there, but with the research that I do have, things like genetic, the environment you're in, so it could be learned behavior, or just how your brain chemistry is chemistrying. So if someone was in your environment telling you to be less than, do this, do more of that, do less of this, do that and this and that and this and this. But I feel like when you are told that, you end up masking yourself, dulling yourself down, having all these stuck emotions in your body, you're not allowed to express your emotions, your feelings, what you want to say, or anything like that, and you start to lose touch of yourself a bit. I genuinely feel like if I came on here and told you to do certain things to heal yourself, to not be BPD, to not feel feelings, I am also causing that problem. I don't ever want to come on here and tell you this is who you should be, this is what you should do, any of that stuff. I never want to be that person because I genuinely think that was the cause in the first place. And if we were able to express these emotions in a safe environment before, I don't think these problems would be coming up now. Like, I would just be a passionate, loving human beings without the reactions. But I have no idea because, like I said, the research is pretty unclear with BPD. They don't know what causes it. That is just the research that we have. It could be genetics, learned behavior, environment, and stuff like that. I just want to tell you like some niche things that was happening to me before I was diagnosed, so that way like you guys can get a feel of what it's like to be undiagnosed, because I'm sure there's many people watching this or listening to this that might be undiagnosed and they like are kind of like wondering like what's normal, what's not, and maybe some of these things are normal, but this is just something I felt like I was, I guess, isolated with or just dealt with that like no one else around me dealt with, which I'm sure they did. I just didn't know at the time because it's just not talked about enough. Every single day when I came home from school, I would literally cry and bawl my eyes out because I was alone after school. I was one of those lock key kids that basically like once I got home from school, I had to lock the door and I wasn't allowed to leave. And because I was an only child, I was always alone and my parents worked until like 9 p.m. So I would be alone from like 3 to 9 and I would cry every single day. And like, I would always think that I had no one in my life, that no one cared about me. If like someone wasn't physically there with me, I would literally think the whole entire world hated me, was out to get me, and I lost everyone in my life. Like, it was like the fear of abandonment thing, but I would literally just cry and cry and cry and cry and cry. Like, from the age of like 12 years old, pretty much until like, yeah, I moved out, I used to just sit there and cry all the time. This is one that like really, really showed me that something's not right here. Something's not right here. When I started engaging in bad behavior, talking about like, I don't like admitting this on the internet. But like when I was engaging in like substance use and like a lot of the party scene, like a party isn't that wrong. Like if you can party responsibly, that is okay. But when I was going through like my bad party phase, like hanging out with like wannabe gangbangers and stuff like that. I don't know if you would say that on here. Because I was just like in a bad spot, like, you know, pulling up to the trap house at like 14 years old. What is wrong with me? But I used to tell everyone I don't like doing anything unless if it's like something not good for me. Ugh. I'm being a little real here. I'm being a little too real here. But no, like, I'm being so serious. Like, I genuinely did not, like, if me and my friends weren't going to go use substances, I didn't want to go. If we weren't going to get picked up by a grown man at 14, I didn't want to go. If I wasn't sneaking out to go see that man, random man that I was dating, I didn't want to go. When my bad phase started to start, it was around, like, 13, 14, and pretty much until, like, 19. That's another story for another time. But yeah, I did not feel like I was having fun unless I was doing something bad. And I did not feel like I had like any light or drive to do anything unless I was doing something bad. I know, it sounds weird. It's weird. I know. I have changed that a lot now, okay? I genuinely like to be at home on a Friday night, laying in bed watching Netflix. And I get the dopamines now. But before, no dopamine, no serotonin, no nothing was hitting my brain unless I was doing something bad. Another thing, and I kind of love this about myself because I don't know. I don't think anyone could ever be like, oh my God, she bullied me in high school. And if I did, not that you deserved it, but like you were probably being really mean to me first and I snapped. I'm not gonna lie to you. And that's not me not taking accountability. I swear. But I was friends with like everyone. Like, I remember, like, I wouldn't say that I wasn't popular, but I wouldn't say I was like popular in school, but I would hang out with the kids that like acted like cats, and it would, and like, I loved them. They were so nice. I would hang out with like the special ed. I would hang out with the popular kids. I genuinely will say this though, like, me and the cheerleaders really didn't get along. I had friends in those groups. I just didn't get along with the cheerleaders, like, jockey group very much, but I understand why. They probably didn't like me because of all the stuff I was engaging in at the time. Completely fine. Completely understandable. I understand why they didn't like me. I didn't even like high school me. It's fine. I was friends with like the popular bad kids, if you know what I'm trying to say, like the kids that were like bad but were like still popular. The teachers like loved them and they could get away with anything. But I was like friends with everyone, and sometimes I still run into like these random people and they always tell me like, you were always so nice to me in like high school. And I'm like, ah! But I always felt like I could get along with everyone, but I never felt like anyone took the time to understand me like that. And I always, not that I would like hold this against anyone. I think when I would like get in relationships, I would, because I was just trying to do everything to understand and I never felt understood. Like, I would take that out on them, and I very much take accountability for that, and it's something that I've been working on for a very long time. And obviously, like, I'm creating better habits in myself that it might not come up again, but it might, you never know. But I personally never felt like I was understood, but then again, like, I didn't have much of a personality to feel like I could be understood. I don't know how to explain this. I really don't, but you might get it if you get it. But it's like, I could literally blend in, shapeshift into anyone. Like, today, okay, I'm playing cats with the cat people. And then today, I am dancing with the band kids. And then the next day, I'm running around the streets with my hood rat friends. And then the next day, I am, you know, just sitting with the popular kids, just having lunch and doing nothing bad. Like, I don't know. I felt like I was always just like a little chameleon. And it's actually called the chameleon effect, or masking, however you want to explain it. I try not to go too scientifically because I'm not scientifically, so I can't even say scientifically. Anyway, but I felt like I was like a chameleon. Like, I'd get in a group and then I would become that person. I'd get in another group, I'd become that person. And then I'd get in a group and become that person. But then I came home and I'm like, who the frick am I? Who am I? And sometimes I still feel like that. Who am I? I don't know. This one's gonna sound really, really bad. It's going to sound really, really bad. And I know not everyone with BPD experiences this, but I do think it could go the other way. It just hasn't for me. Personally, whenever somebody hurts me, this sounds so not productive, and it's really not, but if someone hurts me or my feelings, I'm like, okay, bet, I'm gonna hurt me too. What? Like, I've always been like, oh, that's how you feel? You're right. Self-harm, self-injury. Something like that. I am not a fighter. I've literally never been in a fight in my life. Like, I am not one to take out violence on other people. So if, like, you make me mad, you could do something so bad for me, I will literally internalize that and be like, oh yeah, I deserved it. They're right. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to hurt me too. don't know. It's weird. It's so, so weird. And sometimes that still comes up for me. Like, I will get, like, intrusive thoughts about it. Like, something will happen and I'll just be like, oh, yeah, screw me, screw that, blah, blah, blah. Like, if something happens, my brain is, like, kind of wired to just be like, oh, you hurt me? I'm gonna hurt me too. I do know that this could be turned outward though. I think like hints of like, you know, that question that doctors ask, hey, are you a threat to yourself or others? I feel like that could threaten others if you have like the certain wiring for you, but like, hey, we're working on it because either hurting yourself or other people is not okay. So whether it was still me, that's not okay. And neither is hurting other people. But I thought in my brain, because I wasn't hurting anyone else, I was hurting myself, I'd be like, oh, it's fine. I don't hurt people. Eh. But I am. I'm hurting me. I'm a people. And then one more thing, because I feel like I'm just embarrassing myself now. But yeah, I'm just going to give you like one more thing that made me now, like looking back, I realized I have BPD. But like at the time, I didn't know it was like BPD. I was a serial dater to my freaking core. This is going to sound really bad. Growing up, if you gave me attention, oh my God, I don't want to say this out loud. Growing up, if you gave me attention, I would date you. Oh my God. I actually started choking. But no, I really would. I would just date you. You gave me attention. And I feared being alone so bad that I would literally date a snail if it gave me attention. Not anymore. The standards, the bar has arisen. The bar is high. Your girl has been single for like, what, 2 years? 2+ years now? Because I am working on my relationship with myself and I don't want to be dating the snails and the just anyone that gives me attention. Like, the bar was on the floor and I had no self-esteem. Like, Jesus Christ. But like, I really, like, if I wasn't in a relationship, it was for like a month long when I was younger. Like, up until the age I was 19. I'm 23 now, so 4 years going strong. But I was in like an intense relationship for a little bit, which ended up not being great, but I've talked about it before. So if you want to learn more about that, you can look back on my old episodes. But yeah, I would literally just date anyone and it made me make terrible choices. And also, like, I don't know, I didn't really learn how to be by myself because I was always like found my worth in other people and how they viewed me and how they perceived me. Like, if they perceive me as worthy, I'm now worthy. If they are mad at me, I am no longer worthy. If we're not together, I'm definitely not worthy. And then I would just go find someone else. And it was just, ugh. But yeah, that's just some things about borderline personality disorder that some people may know about, may not know about, but I felt like I should make this episode because I reference it so freaking much and it kind of is my niche. So like, So I feel like I should just share that with you guys because it, I don't know, a lot of people will see BPD and they're like, oh, what is that? Even when I was diagnosed and heard about it for the very first time before I was diagnosed, because I knew that I had it around like 16 because it does run in my family. And one of my family members was like, hey, your reactions are not normal. You know what that is? It's BPD. And I was like, no. And then I got diagnosed a few years later because I let my life go to crap before actually seeking help. But I don't want anyone to be scared of this disorder or scared of themselves or scared of like anything that comes with BPD. Like, we are just normal human beings. That's how our brain is firing. It isn't our fault, but it is our responsibility to take care of it and not project that onto other people. And I just wanted to share that with you guys because, you know, I don't know, a lot of people have a lot of questions about it. So maybe I answered some of your questions, maybe I did not, but like, hopefully I did. If you like this episode or just find it entertaining that I expose myself, make sure that you hit the subscribe button if you're watching on YouTube. Make sure you download these episodes on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast platform you're listening this on. Make sure to leave a 5-star rating because it helps me out so much, as I am a newer podcaster and kind of newer to this YouTube journey. So like, it really, really, really helps me out and helps me reach my target audience, because not that this is like a very niche audience, but like kind of. So like, help your girl out. She would really appreciate it because I love you guys and I show up every single week and you guys are my besties. So I would really, really, really appreciate it if you hit that subscribe button, that follow button, that 5-star review button. Sorry, I actually hate doing the self-promo. It feels really awkward. It really does. It feels like I'm glazing myself. But yeah, that's enough of my mental health mumbo jumbo. That's it. That's all I got for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for watching. I love you guys more than anything in the whole freaking world. And yeah, until next week. I love you guys.